Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Good Mother, written by Ray Cairns and read by Edwina Wren. One. Sydney, Australia, 3 months earlier. Sarah bounded up the sandstone stairs of her rundown Federation cottage, her breath sending puffs of white into the morning air. She checked her time. 2 minutes shaved, definitely getting closer to form. Stretching out her quads, she savoured the salty scent wafting up the hill from Bronte Beach. A buoyancy moved through her, surfing the endorphins years of running had hardwired her body to crave. But it was more than that. For the first time since the divorce, she'd found a space her family loved, had finally given her kids back a home. She deactivated the front door alarm and entered the hallway. Tinkling giggles drew her to the family room, where she found Sophie, her 8-year-old, squealing with delight as her Labrador puppy licked black paste off her fingers. "Honey, Vegemite isn't very good for fudge. And what did we say about eating on the floor?" Sophie jumped up for a hug, her toffee-coloured bob brushing Sarah's bare tummy.
"But Fudge hasn't had a picnic before, and I wanted to show him how."
Before Sarah's arms had a chance to fully enclose her, Sophie ran off and entered a tug-of-war over a blanket the puppy had dragged halfway out the dog door. Sarah couldn't help but laugh. Buying her kids a puppy was one of the best parenting ideas she'd had. She moved to the fridge and removed the lunches she'd packed before her run. The familiar grind and gurgle of the coffee machine joined the hullabaloo. "Mom, can you sign off my homework?" Ali emerged from the study, waving a bunch of papers. Sarah did a double take. Just this week, her older daughter had edged a centimetre taller, but it was her 12-year-old's face, left exposed by the knotting back of her blonde curly hair, that caused the tug in Sarah's chest. Her look no longer cute like Sophie's, but maturing into the alarming beauty of a teenager. Too soon, her girl would move out into the world. How would Sarah protect her then?
"Earth to Mum,"
Ali waved a pen in the air. "Signature? And don't forget I finished dance rehearsal late today." "Ali, that hem is too short. Go change into the new uniform I bought you."
"This one's already longer than every single one of my friends."
"I'm not their mother. Go change." Ali glared. "Now." Her daughter smacked her homework on the bench and stomped upstairs to her room. Sarah caught the rolling pen before it fell to the floor. Ali didn't understand yet. It was better not to stand out, not to be noticed. She corrected a wrong answer on the homework, then signed. Maybe she should enroll Ali in more of the dance classes she loved. That would keep her busy. And it had worked with Riley. Even at 16, soccer took up every spare minute of his life. Sarah glanced towards the dining table. Where was Riley? Normally, he'd be inhaling a pile of Weet-Bix by now. She checked her watch.
"Riley, get a wriggle on,"
she called into the hallway. They'd all better get moving if she was going to make her client meeting. While her coffee finished brewing, she gathered the papers scattered across the bench into an orderly pile. Her gaze caught on a sticky note stuck to an orange folder she'd never seen before. "Mum." She flipped the folder open and scanned the handwritten letter attached to the front of a document. Her face began to burn. She strode to the stairwell.
"Riley!"
Silence.
"Riley, get down here now!"